I wrote in Waking Up that we are, we wind from below, so good-hearted, that we are like Edmund's credulous father and foolishly honest brother. We are not accustomed to being manipulated, but our world has become dominated by this manipulation of power, which comes from abandonment, their abandonment issues, which they have then infected the entire world with. They are the abandoned children of princes. I don't know Machiavelli's personal history, but I would not be at all surprised if he was reared in a monastery. The abandoned children of princes. This mindset of abandonment is a plague that only totally engulfed us. It definitely engulfed the nobility and the statesmen, the aristocratic class, quote unquote, long before they made it a concerted plan to transmit this disease to the whole world, seriously. Only totally engulfed us in the aftermath of the French Revolution, when the abandoned children of power, what at that time were called the bourgeoisie, the middle class, made it a conscious strategy to remake us, remake all psyches in concordance with their scheme to make the Republic a reality, using the poisonous pedagogy of child rearing. So this is a new thing. This engulfment totally through the machinations of hidden actors. And we owe Alice Miller and Karl Popper and John Boswell and Martin Bernal et al. For our ability to see it, to out hidden power. Now we stand at a moment when we can get ourselves back at last. We have the ancestors' gifts to us, which need only to be synthesized and advanced. We have the internet. We have instantaneous communication. So we can make the abuse of class conscious, experience our suppressed feelings of rage at our abandonment. Our parents had no other choice, but this is what was done to us. And at the betrayal of all humanity, this is what those abandoned children of princes have done. And they too were our products of their circumstances. But it is up to us to free all of us, all humanity. So we must make our priority the dissemination of our new story. It's called The Truth to our brothers and sisters. But far from having synthesized and advanced our ancestors' gifts to us as a common endowment to all of us, our access is being systematically and increasingly made tenuous, our access to the ancestors. By suppressing true information, the underlying causation, what and who makes things happen, what events get recorded as events, and who discriminates, who determines how stories are recorded and interpreted and disseminated. Power holds its cards close to the chest, is determined that we will never see them. So we form our judgments and ourselves essentially on crap, a brew of pap and poison with fear and hate mixing the proportions. In the absence of our own things and the right story, we continue to credit as legitimate the omnipresent falseness that surrounds us. If nothing is real, and this is what we learn by age 2, if you're reared in a class system, if nothing is real, we don't know what to feel or think. It stymies us, ensures we are easily manipulated. And so recovering ourselves is literally recovering reality, as we exist only in relationship, and that is also with the ancestors, with all our relations, with all life, are only as sound as the world that surrounds us. And until that world is of our own creation, we exist merely, along for the ride, in a world skewed to favor the few. In a world falsely constructed, ourselves can only be likewise. And when we accept, adapt to, modify ourselves to fit to the false world, due to a false allegiance to our parents, we had no choice, however. This allegiance is necessarily as well allegiance to the state and betrayal of the self, as an authentic self cannot be subjected. Allegiance to one's true self, once recovered or never forfeited, opposes subjection entirely. In the absence of our own things and the right story, we continue to credit as legitimate the omnipresent falseness that surrounds us, because our lives are not our own. Here, then, is the place to begin, recovering them.